Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for, what is it, already March 30th? In the year of our Lord, 2017, this is our one of two with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we use the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced that checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. One of the great solutions, one of the great tools we have to be part of the solution. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, you got to dig that as well. And ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. Go study history. They don't very often turn out very well. So we stand for the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Man, have we got to hurry today. We have so much news to cover. It's beyond imagination. And just really quick, a recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about the Choosing Good News commentary on LDS.org, an incredible commentary. If we seek good news, folks, we'll find good. If we seek bad news, we'll find bad. We got to really think through that. Focus on the positive. Reality is things as they really are and as things they how they could be. And we got to look at reality. There's a lot of negativity going on. The spiral down is everywhere. It's up to you and I to get a new view, to look at it freshly and to say, you know what? There's a lot of good in this world that if we seek it out, we can find it. We highlighted many examples of that. And we highlighted the Christians and Muslims and everybody coming together for good news, ladies and gentlemen. And it was a big focus of yesterday's program, and we really want to reiterate that going forward. Fox News brings back legal analyst Judge Napolitano, who still stands by his Obama wiretapping claims. Judge Napolitano said, look, Barack had the Brits do it so that, if asked, he could say he didn't do it, and that's true, but yet Trump was spied on. Judge Napolitano got let go of Fox, let go from Fox. Fox said, hey, we don't have any proof. Judge Napolitano's right. The judge stood by his claim and said, it's true. I had three independent sources confirm and verify this to me. And now they brought back legal analyst Judge Napolitano. And Andrew Napolitano sticking by his story the whole time. And now more evidence coming out that Trump was right. He was spied on. The mainstream press eating crow over this big time, but it's no big deal. Every one of us has been spied on. We've known that since the Bush administration days, right? Bush lied, said he wasn't spying on people. Turned out he was. He went, oh, whoops, sorry, I guess I really was. And by the way, Congress, give me more authority to do so. See, this is nothing new, folks. Right? Anyway, Judge Napolitano doing a great job, and the good news is he's brought back. We also talked about ex-Obama official spills the beans. Yep, we spied on Trump, writes WND.com. Good for them for reporting the truth. We also talked about National Mom and Pop Business Owner Day, Entrepreneurial Day, if you will. That was the 29th. So that's good news. We talked about the Mormon Church doing a great job in supplying Feeding America, that's an organization, with up to 1 million jars of peanut butter. We don't have any government to do that, folks. The private sector, churches, nonprofit organizations getting together and doing a phenomenal job. We talked about Mike Pence. There's a big old scandal about him. The mainstream press just doesn't know what to do with themselves. They're so confused. They're getting hit by traffic going both directions. So we criticized Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife over and over and over and over. And I don't even want to go into the details of the Oval Office and the rape scandals and the, who knows. And the mainstream press abuses us and says, look, a woman has a right to her body. She can do whatever she wants. We try to protect women, and they say, you're crazy. Put them on the front lines of the military. So you got to not have this rape culture, but yet women can dress, you know, be scantily clad everywhere. And if you criticize that, you're slut shaming. And then women are running around promoting their slut ideas that they can be involved whatever they want to. It's their body. They can murder babies. They can do whatever they want because it's a woman's right and she needs equality, and it goes on and on. Well, now the opposite is true. Mike Pence says he will not eat dinner alone with any woman except for his wife. Now, journalists want you to know it's a massive scandal. How dare this chauvinist Mike Pence say that he won't eat dinner with a woman alone but his wife? What is he afraid of? And Mike just says, look, my wife's not going to have any suspicion this way. It's going to make sure that I'm safe, that there's no allegations against me this way. And now they're saying, what, is he afraid of women? Does he not trust his manhood? Does he? And now they're attacking him for his conservative stance. You just can't win with these enemies of liberty, folks. Okay, you're a total pervert like Bill Clinton, and they defend Bill. You got these women running around half naked, promoting slut-type behavior, and you can't criticize them, supposedly. You got women running around and murdering children. You can't criticize that. Then a man says, look, I want to respect women and be true and loyal and faithful to my wife. And now you can't win there either. All right. Anyway, good for Mike Pence. I commend him for his stance. And I think his wife and him have a great marriage, and I'm glad they do, and good for them. By the way, they call it the NoHo School. It's a school district at the Los Angeles Unified School District there. I guess they are losing funding because their percentage of white students is way too high. And now parents are outraged. What happens is they provide more funding for schools with a WAP. White population is below 30%. We bring this up, they call us racist. See how these people operate? McCain says Trump admin must fill State Department jobs or positions, writes Max Greenwood. Why, John? What if we drain the swamp and we don't need to hire all those people? What if we just downsize the scope and the budget and the size and the belligerence and the unconstitutionality of rogue government? What if we do that, John McCain? All right, poor Tomi Lahren, banned from the Blaze. She will not return from suspension, writes Derek Hunter. Fired for opinion, she says she's pro-choice, but she criticizes conservatives on The View, calling conservatives hypocrites because they want smaller government and pro-life. She says she's pro-choice. My response is, what about the choice to be for smaller government and pro-life? Is that a choice, Lahren? Just wondering. But anyway, the bottom line is Glenn Beck's taking a beating because conservatives don't necessarily shut down free speech. Glenn has every right to say not on my network, that's true, but the firing's bad timing and Glenn's under fire over it. Tragic but true. One step closer, this is a good news piece as well. Audit the Fed. Advances in the House, writes theblaze.com, and good for them for reporting it. We finished both hours yesterday. Please financially support LibertyNewsDaily.com and LibertyNewsRadio.com. We need your support to promote good news, to promote news the networks refuse to use, to promote radio and all that we're doing to help restore the republic, including TheFreedomCoalition.com. We've got efforts in so many places. We just need more financial support. We need more hands to help the cause. It just goes on and on. But anyway, I digress. LibertyNewsDaily.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Every donation is welcome, and we'll use the sacred funds to promote liberty every time. That's who we are. That's what we do. We live it. We breathe it. We eat it. We dream about it. And liberty is our quest because we want to leave our society a more Christian nation, a nation that believes in one man, one woman, traditional marriage, that believes the family is the fundamental unit of society, that believes government has a limited, defensive, proper role to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing fantastic. That's a recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available on demand. On your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio, free on your Roku at your fingertips. Also available at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, radio 1. 669-2211. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Donald lovers are going to be mad at me, Kurt, but I've got criticisms for the Donald again.
Okay.
And I hate to do this, but I must, Kurt. Are we allowed to call a spade a spade? Are we allowed to tell the truth? Are we allowed to be consistent in our views? If we are, then I've got to do this. It's not that I want to attack Donald. I'd rather personally sit down with Donald behind the scenes in closed doors and try to influence him. Maybe be an advisor for consistency, an advisor for liberty, an advisor for the principles that we hold dear. That's what I'd prefer to do, but I don't have that opportunity, you see. But Donald, I mentioned the other day, is Donald Trump schizophrenic? And more questions about that narrative, because the things that Donald's doing just baffle me. It might be wise as a fox, part of the game plan is the only issue.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, is Trump schizophrenic or is he crazy like a fox? What's the deal? You got to think through this, folks, and you got to ask yourself some of these critical questions. I know that the Trump defenders want to defend the Donald at all costs. I've already told you from the very beginning that I was skeptical about his presidency, that I had concerns, but that I would be more than fair, but I had concerns, okay? He's been an insider his whole life. He's big money. He's New York. All of his friends are top celebrities, very liberal folks, and big insiders in government have been his friends his whole life, folks. All right, now, I'm not here to attack Donald. I want to make that very clear. I am here to call a spade, though, and I am here to call the truth. So is it schizophrenia, or is Trump crazy like a fox? That's the question. And the reason that I ask that question is this. On the campaign trail, Donald was very, very solid on several things that I thought, man, if he does this, I'm wrong about him. I got to change my view. I got to admit that I was wrong. Okay? One of them was lock her up. He literally put the phrase in the minds of the American people, we're going to lock her up. He had the crowds chanting that, and he basically made it very clear that's what he intended or would do. And I basically believed in that idea, but said we've got to have due process, even for Hillary. Even though I'm not comfortable with, you know, what Hillary's done, she's innocent until proven guilty. I'm for the lock her up chant. I'm for the lock her up idea. Let's get to the bottom of it and find out. And if she needs to be locked up, let's do it. However, the second Trump really got elected, he's like, nah, I don't want to hurt Hillary. I never intended to lock her up. Nah, that was just a campaign, what, lie? Rhetoric? Flip-flop? I don't know what word you want to use, but there you go. But it gets worse. Donald Trump also said NAFTA was one of the worst deals ever signed by America. It's a horrible trade deal. We're going to get rid of this sucker ASAP. DOA, it's gone. But now the headlines from the mainstream press say this, Kurt Crosby, and I want your response. Trump backs off his threat to abandon NAFTA, now proposing to keep major planks in place. So now he's planning to tinker around the edges. He's not even planning to abandon or abolish or whatever you want to call it, NAFTA. He's going to keep provisions in place. What do you make of this, Kurt? There just seems to be too many items, from the lock Hillary up to the issues relating to NAFTA, and I can go on, and I will in seconds. But your thoughts on this? You just can't have these direct opposing issues and be credible, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam, and I don't know, like, for example, I don't know the source, in the course of this report, but I don't doubt that, somebody has said something like that, and it wouldn't shock me to see that happen. I would be saddened.
It's already happened. It's all over the news. Trump's not denying it.
Well, what I mean is, in the end, if some, real trade changes don't occur, I would be saddened to see that.
Amen.
On the other hand, I do think as part of the whole "Make America Great Again," you got to make fair trade. So that, like in the speech he gave recently there in Kentucky, he outlined it very well. He talked about, for example, the Harley-Davidson folks. And he says, hey, I met with them, and they were telling me how, I asked them how business was or whatever. And he says, oh, it's pretty good. He said, well, how's it overseas? Well, it's pretty tough, because basically they, in certain places, I think it was China that he was talking about. Maybe it was Japan. I'm not sure, but it was a, pretty good trading partner, or at least one that, we should have. And he talked about how the Harley-Davidson folks are charged 100% of the price of their item as a tariff, or another.
Yeah. So the point's well taken. The problems are documented, and Trump acknowledges or acts like he understands it, but now he's backing off NAFTA repeal or abandonment. So that's a big concern. But again, if it was just Hillary lock it up, if it was just a hesitation on trade a little bit, I get it. But it's starting to be so many issues, I don't know where we go from here. Another example is Obamacare. Listen carefully to these points.
And I never said, I guess I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days.
That's true. He didn't say he'd do it in 64 days. He said he'd do it on day one, even if it required a special session from Congress. Listen up.
Together, we're going to deliver real change that once again puts America first. That begins with immediately repealing and replacing the disaster known as Obamacare. Real change begins with immediately repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Now, I don't know how immediate you think immediately is, but in my opinion, if you take charge January 20th, and now it's what? Past March 20th?
I'll tell you why I think there is.
Repeal and replace Obamacare. We have no choice. When we win on November 8th, and elect a Republican Congress, we will be able to immediately repeal and replace Obamacare. Have to do it.
I will ask Congress to convene a special session.
Let's play that again.
I will ask Congress to convene a special session so we can repeal and replace. And we will do it, and we will do it very, very quickly. And one thing we have to do, repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare.
All right, Kurt, you're going to defend him. Go ahead.
On the 20th of January, CNN had this piece that basically said that Trump issues executive order to start rolling back Obamacare.
Yep.
And in my opinion, if you make it so that there are no penalties,
that isn't true. There are penalties.
Well, if you'll hang on a sec, then I'll tell you. If you make it so that there are no penalties by the IRS, if you don't do those, don't comply with Obamacare, then you effectively neuter the bill, in my opinion, at least if people are aware of that. Now, many people, I don't think, are aware of that. But as far as I understand, that's been done. Like it says, the multi-part executive order stated that the administration's official policy is to seek the prompt repeal of the Affordable Care Act, but at the same time emphasize that it must continue to uphold the law. Says, with his signature, Trump sent a powerful signal on day one of his presidency. This is a CNN piece as well. So it shouldn't be that, pretty to him, if you will, or such, so helpful to him. His top priority in the Oval Office will be dismantling the health care law that covers some 20 million Americans. The order does not change the law, but could have a significant impact nonetheless. It directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services, as well as other agencies, to interpret regulations as loosely as allowed to minimize the financial burden on individuals, insurers, healthcare providers, and others. It stressed that agencies can waive, defer, and grant exemptions from or delay implementation of any provision or requirement of Obamacare that imposes a burden to the maximum extent permitted by law. So at least in my opinion, that's a key part of this whole thing. Now, I'm not telling you it's as good as if they, did the Mo Brooks passed bill that basically said, hey, everything that had to do with this is just like it never happened. That's what I'd like to see as soon as possible. But at least to me, when you get a CNN report that's saying that an executive order by Trump on that day did this, then that's pretty impressive, in my opinion.
I don't even know what it did. He promised repeal. He promised a special session of Congress to get a repeal done. He hasn't called for a special session of Congress at all. However, and we'll get into this, the House Freedom Caucus is calling for a special session, but Trump's attacking the Freedom Caucus. We'll tell you about it.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from Liberty News Daily, I'm Dennis Daly. The Obama administration had put a lid on the sale of F-16 fighters to Bahrain due to its dictatorship's ruthless suppression of Shiites. The hold was more symbolic than real, we understand, to placate human rights activists. The Obama administration continued to use Bahrain as home for the Navy's Fifth Fleet in the region, and to also use it as a conduit for arms and funds to Syrian jihadists and those who supported the U.S. in the area. Dr. Evelyn Farkas, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, Eurasia, has given an interview. It was on MSNBC. She talked about needing to preserve the intelligence the Obama administration had on the Trump team's association with the Russians. Now, Farkas now works as a senior advisor for the Atlantic Council, which promotes the European-U.S. globalist agenda. Here's what she told MSNBC, and I'll quote, "I was urging my colleagues and people on Capitol Hill to get as much of this information as they could before President Obama left the administration because I feared that somehow the information would disappear or would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that is, by the Trump folks. If they found out how much we knew, what we knew about Trump and other staff dealings with the Russians, they would try to compromise their sources." Here's an invitation for you to consider Audio Compass for sporting events, live remotes, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. For more information, go to audiocompass.com. With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this'll work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm asking the question, is Donald Trump schizophrenic? Or is Trump crazy like a fox? Trump backs off his threat now to abandon NAFTA, now proposing keeping major planks of NAFTA. Schizophrenic. What's he talking about? He absolutely made that a key component. He said, we're going to lock up Hillary. Now, I support due process for Hillary like I do anybody else. But now he's like, I don't want to hurt Hillary. I don't want to lock Hillary up. Why would I do a thing like that? Well, because that's what you promised to do. That's what you made as a big plank of your campaign. That's why. Now Trump vows to repeal Obamacare on day one, calling a special congressional session if necessary. Here's the problem. Now Donald's saying he didn't say he'd repeal Obamacare immediately or on day one at all. Now Kurt brings up that he put together an executive order which doesn't change the law, but gives agencies a little bit of flexibility in terms of delayed implementation and the ability to not go after people if they don't comply with the law, etc., whatever. The problem is the House Freedom Caucus, Mr. Meadows, the leader of, says we should not recess before Obamacare repeal. Okay? So Donald called when he was getting elected for a special session to get rid of Obamacare. Now the Freedom Caucus is saying we shouldn't recess. We should stay in session until we get it done. But instead of Donald backing the Freedom Caucus and saying, I agree, now Donald has threats against the Freedom Caucus, saying I will actively team up with the Democrats to go against you Freedom Caucus members for 2018 elections. Now, there's no shivers or fear by the Freedom Caucus. They attack right back. Members of the Freedom Caucus return fire. But Trump doubles down against House Freedom Caucus members for opposing Obamacare repeal. They're not opposing the repeal. That's the lie. So now Donald participating in fake news. The Freedom Caucus folks want a real repeal, and they won't go for anything less. Donald says he wanted a repeal on the first day, but now he's attacking the Freedom Caucus members, saying he's going to actively campaign against them in 2018 and back the Democrats. Now he's courting Democrats. And courting Democrats to go against the Freedom Caucus members. At some point, you got to question the duplicitous nature of this, and you got to question the stability and of Donald Trump. What's he talking about? Why would you attack the Freedom Caucus that will accept nothing less than a real repeal? Why would you attack them when the other one's saying we should stay in session until we get Obamacare done when he's called for a special session? I get that he put a token, you know, executive order out on the first day to make people feel good, but I don't see that it changes the law. Hopefully it'll relax things and the IRS don't attack me. But as long as we leave the IRS intact, they'll be back for another day, and all it would take is another executive order or president to change that in 2020. So I appreciate that it's a step in the right direction, and I give Kurt, and Kurt's right about this. Donald deserves some credit for that. But not when you attack the very people that will accept nothing less than a repeal, not when you threaten to go against the most conservative constitutional wing of the party, the true Republicans, if you ask me, and not when they're asking for to continue in session and you've called for a special session and now you're attacking them and blaming the fail on the conservatives, on the ones who will accept nothing more than to keep their promise to the American people. Sheriff Richard Mack on the line. What do you say, sir? Am I too hard on the Donald?
I'm going to stay on Trump's side. How's that for a surprise?
Well, good luck. You'll lose because you can't stay on his side when he's got conflicting statements everywhere. He said he was going to lock her up. Now he says he won't. Are you cool with that?
I don't care. I don't care too much about that one.
And my response is you better care, because if we don't care if somebody breaks the law, then we have no law and we have no country.
Well, let me finish. You know, I've spent quite a bit of time in Washington, D.C. lately.
Yes.
And I think the Freedom Caucus is about as useless as the rest of the liars in Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you why. And you know what we're dedicating our lives to right now. And the Freedom Caucus is wrapped up in all of this as everybody else. They are not controlling the narrative, except they helped defeat that I still have to pay money for people's abortions. They defeated something where money is going, my tax dollars and yours are going to Planned Parenthood. They kept all of that in there. And throughout all this mundane, and I'm not saying healthcare isn't important, they have no authority whatsoever to have the federal government in charge of my healthcare or your healthcare or anybody else. They have no authority to do that. I have yet to hear anybody in the Freedom Caucus actually say that. It's refill and replace, which is completely allowing the Democrats to control everything. We have the Freedom Caucus, who absolutely has done nothing for the freedom of Sam Girard, Jeremy Kettler, Shane Cox, the Hammonds, the Bundys, the ranchers, and or to bring in the IRS. I haven't seen one person in the Freedom Caucus come out and say, why are we addressing these issues that don't mean anything when we have an out-of-control IRS continually harassing the American people and putting people in prison? We haven't done one thing to rein in government. We haven't done one thing to promote constitutional reform and the freedom and liberty of innocent people in prison. So I still say, what good is the Freedom Caucus? They stood strong against Trump on a couple of things.
All right, so I'm gonna back up and say this. I'm going to back up and say, in general, I agree with your concerns that I wish they would do more on those fronts. I completely agree with your general points. However, here's the way I like to look at things. Rather than think about people, I like to think about issues, and issues are very simple. We need to repeal Obamacare. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. There's only one group really trying to accept nothing less than a repeal, and that's the Freedom Caucus. So you agree with them?
Well, I don't know if they're saying repeal or they're still saying, well, we just don't want these things in it.
Well, who knows, but they're saying we will not accept anything less than a complete repeal. Now, whether they stick with that might be another matter, but that's what they're saying, and I agree with them. That's what Donald's basically attacking them over. He's saying you should have went along with the Ryan health care plan, and they're saying, no, we shouldn't. He's attacking them over that. So all I'm saying is what I like to do is focus on issues. When it comes to locking Hillary up, I want due process for Hillary just like I do everybody else, but Donald said he was going to get to the bottom of it. If she needed to be locked up, it was going to happen. Do you support due process for Hillary and locking her up?
The reason I don't care about that is because I've got friends and families that are being destroyed, and that's going to be another key issue that's going to put these people in prison behind the eight ball again.
And well, and that's why
there's always going to be some other issue.
And that's why we need to talk about due process of law. And that's why bringing Hillary locked up is an issue. Hillary deserves due process just like everybody else we're defending.
Well, it'll become another national issue. It'll become another Russia issue. The Russia issue is absolutely way in front of freeing innocent Americans.
And it shouldn't be. I completely agree.
The dialogue with the Freedom Caucus, I'm going to tell you right now, the Freedom Caucus is useless.
All right. What do you say, Kurt? You want to weigh in?
On the Freedom Caucus, on Washington, D.C., not getting anything done.
NAFTA or on health care or on repeal or on, IRS. There's a lot of topics.
The Russia thing, I'll throw in something here. There's a headline on Drudge that says Putin spokesman relationship may be worse now than during Cold War. I think that what you've got, remember the military-industrial complex and the powerful thing that it is and how they make big money by war. The drumbeats are big in many ways to do some more wars, even though, as Rand Paul says, we're in war in way too many places. He says USA at war everywhere. But the thing you have to remember is it's big money. And then the big media, the New York Times boys, et cetera, they like to stir that stuff up because, it sells ads. So that's what's going on, I think.
There you go.
At least in one area.
All right. Yeah. Now, what's this guy's name? Geraldo? Is that what it is? Or Geraldo?
There is a guy named Geraldo.
Yeah. Well, he's in the news, and he says, hey, man, the Freedom Caucus, and they're opposing Obamacare repeal as treason. Throw those suckers in the clink. Okay. Robert DiNucci writes the piece, so, you can go along with Geraldo.
Geraldo's the one to point out treason in Washington, D.C.?
Roger that, sir.
What a liar. What an idiot.
That's all right, though. Trump's all good. Just defend the Donald, because that'll get you somewhere. Now, the problem is Donald willing to meet with all kinds of people, but not us. But don't worry. Drudge is meeting with Rand Paul. We'll talk about that, too. We can't get a meeting with Rand. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sheriff Richard Mack with us in seconds. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Geraldo says the Freedom Caucus opposing Obamacare repeal is treason. Now, I don't even think they were talking about repeal. There was no repeal part of the bill at all, and that's where the mainstream press lies. And now, see, the Freedom Caucus has got all the conservatives against them, Kurt. Everybody's against the Freedom Caucus now.
Yeah. Well, not everybody. Like you said, Drudge is, supporting Rand Paul, who's shown up as a pretty good face of the Freedom Caucus.
Yep. Drudge calls Rand Paul America's best senator. And he praises Rand Paul after an intriguing lunch appointment. I guess Rand and Matt Drudge sat down for lunch, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, that's what the story goes. Rand Paul said that his website, Drudge's website, thedrudgereport.com, he praised it pretty highly, didn't he?
What do you say to that, Sheriff?
Well, I'm gonna still try to be nice. I think I haven't been too nice this morning, but I'm gonna try to be a little bit more tactful, I guess.
Doing that good news thing, like we talked about yesterday.
Well, we really need Rand Paul, and when he's selling books, he's all over this issue of putting innocents in prison and how out of control the bureaucracies are.
By the way, he's referring to the fact that Rand Paul wrote a book about this very issue a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, I think
was that the government bully book?
Yeah. And
that's a good book.
But now he's just kind of waiting for us to do something about this, and then he'll pat us on the back and write us a letter after we get going on it and hire another lawyer to undo the work that they refuse to undo, that they have actually caused. Let's be real here. The problems in Washington, D.C. Are happening because we have had no presidential leadership to address the crimes committed by our own government. And so that's why I say, Hillary, fine. But let's start first with the people who need the help the most. And I'm all for arresting Hillary and prosecuting her, but also the rest of the thugs. And if you want to talk about treason in Washington, D.C., Geraldo, let's start looking at everybody who, let's say, treason is defined by defiling and going contrary to your oath of office and the Constitution. And if you're subverting or going against the Constitution, I consider that treason.
You just drained the swamp in one statement and tossed most of them in the clink, sir.
I know. Well, I've said that for years. One of the federal law enforcement authorities granted in the Constitution is treason. And if the FBI would start investigating treason, those poor boys would never get out of Washington, D.C. for decades.
You got that right. And the reason I bring up so many confusing issues is because I think that's the way the media wants it. I think they want you confused on every scenario where the conservatives are attacking the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus is attacking this group. Donald's attacking them. The Republican Party is divided. And they love that confusion and division because nothing productive gets done.
That's exactly my point. Who's controlling the narrative in Washington, D.C.? The press and the progressives.
That's right.
It's the PP syndrome.
I agree 100%. So what I like to do is I like to focus on issues, and I like to stand on the right side of an issue every time. And it doesn't matter who my friends are or my foes are if I stand on the right side of the issue. So, hey, there's allegations of criminal activity by Hillary. I think it needs to be investigated, due process of law, and if needs be, lock her up. Same thing with any of these other people. That's why we're calling for a commission to review these cases, and maybe would review Hillary's case. Who knows? But I want this commission for everyone, and the innocents need to be freed. And those who have committed crimes need to go to jail. And whether it's the abolition of Obamacare, hey, I'm for abolition of Obamacare. I'm for absolute shutdown repeal, 100%. If somebody's for that, I'm with them. And if they're not for that, I'm against them. Okay, when it comes to NAFTA, I agree with Donald Trump. It's one of the worst legislative pieces ever signed into law. Okay, now, when anybody is for getting rid of NAFTA, I'm for that because I'm for fair trade. I'm for the free market. NAFTA strikes a very significant blow against that. So if you're for the repeal of NAFTA, I'm your friend and I'm with you. If you're against it, then we just don't agree on that issue. All right? When it comes to this House Freedom Caucus, you know what? Whenever they do something good, I'm going to support them. Whenever they do something bad, I'm going to reject them. And right now, when they want to hold, they want to not leave Congress, they want to stay in session until they repeal Obamacare, I'm here to say that's what needs to be done. So what I want to be is on the right side of every issue, Kurt. And I may not pick it perfectly. That's up to discussion. But
I agree with you, Sam.
That's the goal here, folks. We need to stay with that because then the confusing information coming out of Washington does not apply to us, does it?
And, kind of part of this whole deal here, we talked about Sheriff Mack mentioned the press and the progressives. And look at this Chicago Tribune article where the right at the end where they're quoting Rahm Emanuel, who's really kind of a thinker when it comes to the progressives. He said, Democrats should focus on the GOP wherever there's a disagreement among Republicans. I'm for one of those disagreements, he said. I'm all for it. The president's with Russia. I'm with John McCain and Lindsey Graham. I'm for NATO. Why? It's a wedge. Wedges have to be schisms. Schisms have to be divides. So, that's
And I think Kurt laid it out perfectly, like Kurt. I think you're spot on. And this is what we've got to stop. We've got to stand on the right sides of issues, and we've got to not get divided. We've got to learn to stand on principle and issue. We need a commission to look into these cases where people have been put in prison wrongfully, where people aren't in prison who ought to be. We need this, and Hillary should be right at the helm of that. We need to have a committee, a commission, a presidential commission put together to dig into this Hillary thing. And if she's committed criminal activity, we need due process and the rule of law to take over here. We need innocent people out of prison. And the only way that I know to get it done is if Donald Trump will give us a commission to investigate these and make recommendations and to start to take action, Sheriff. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right, Sam, and I'm sure the sheriff agrees.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't catch that last part.
I'm saying that we need a commission, and we need to look at Hillary's case and everybody else's case, and people who belong in prison need to go there. People who don't belong in prison need to be freed. And the only way to really get this done is for the president to set up a commission to really review these cases, to put together recommendations, and then to take action wherever the chips fall, sir.
Well, Sam, you know I totally agree with you there, and I agree with your principled narrative about issues. And the issues in Washington, D.C., it's still the same old, same old. And it's the same old, same old with the Liberty Caucus. And it's the same old with Rand Paul. And I expect more out of the Liberty Caucus, and I expect more out of Rand Paul. And Sam Girard, whose responsibility is he? Is he mine and yours? Well, yeah. Is he Rand Paul's? Even more so. Sam Girard he still is. He's living in prison right now in Lexington, Kentucky. And it's the most ridiculous and stupid thing that Congress and Rand Paul have allowed to happen. They've allowed this to happen. And now we bring it to their attention, and what are they doing, Sam?
Nothing.
They're
saying, we agree with you. It's an awesome issue. Go get it done. We love it.
So, well, you and me and Kurt and everybody else, we're all trying together and we're all doing what we can.
And by the way, the reason I let confusion and disagreement reign the start of this whole segment with Sheriff Richard Mack is to make a point. That's what they want us to do, and that can happen so easily if we don't double down and focus on what matters. Stand on the issues. We need a commission to free innocents in prison. We need presidential pardons for certain cases that we pointed out. TheFreedomCoalition.com is where you go to learn more, and we're going to do everything we can to make this happen. But I've been receiving emails from a lot of conservatives that are just attacking us. They're going, Sam, just call out the militia. Forget all this negotiation crap. And, yeah. You know, we get all kinds of messages. The conservatives need to learn to deal with issues, not opinions, not idea, the issues. And the fact is, right, we need a commission for this because there's people who do not belong in prison that are wrongfully there. We got to free them. There's also people that belong in prison that are just running around free to rape the people of everything good. Hillary being one of them, in my humble opinion. We got to stop them, and they need to be in prison. It's a two-edged sword, but we've got to have accountability, Sheriff.
You know, I agree with all of that, and I am emotionally charged. I am fed up with all of the corruption of Washington, D.C., and we have good people there, and I do believe that most of the people in the Freedom Caucus are really good people, and good people who do nothing is worse than bad people doing bad things.
Yeah, the problem is they're led around by the mainstream press, and they fall for this divisionary tactic of Chicago's mayor? Is that who it is, Kurt?
That's right, Rahm Emanuel, former attorney general during Obama's
time.
They're
falling for his strategic attempt to divide and conquer. It's Satan's plan. It's the Hegelian dialectic. There's a gazillion terms for this divisionary struggle that we fall for. Saul Alinsky or whatever they say. You know, all these things come to mind. But we've got to rise above it, and we've got to say, look, how do we work together on these things? How do we stand on principle and make a difference? And we need to push for this commission, and we implore Rand Paul and others. You know what? You sat down with Drudge. Good for you. That was a great move, by the way. And now you need to sit down with us, right?
Exactly the point. Very good point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do fear also that with our bold assertions about this, is that the Freedom Caucus and Rand Paul say, well, they're always bad-mouthing me, or heck with them. I'm just going to keep going on with what I'm doing.
And my response is, Rand Paul, I'm never bad-mouthing you as a person. I think you're one of the best senators. I agree with Drudge. I don't begrudge the fact that you sat down with Matt Drudge for lunch. Good for you. You ought to sit down with all kinds of good people. We just ought to be one of them. And we don't criticize people. We criticize based on issues and people's stance on given issues. Yeah. I like Donald Trump, and he's done a lot of good. But when he says he's not going to get rid of NAFTA, he's wrong. And I got to stand against him on that. We need to get rid of NAFTA. We need to get rid of Obamacare. And we need to look into Hillary. And if she's committed criminal activity, we need to prosecute. It's that simple. But due process Amen. Even applies to Hillary.
Amen.
All right, Sheriff. Godspeed.
Hey, thanks so much, you guys. God bless America today. April 1st, timeout day.
Timeout day. We're not fooling, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
this is tomorrow. Serious. It's coming up tomorrow. We got to get it done. TheFreedomCoalition.com to get involved.